Hello, my name is Cindy. I'm your nurse today. First, I will take your vital signs, then I will put an IV in your arm.
¿Para qué necesito una intravenosa?
Because when you get the cardiac cath lab, they will give you some medication to relax you for your procedure.
¿Me van a poner a dormir? Porque el doctor dijo que yo iba a estar despierta.
That's correct. You're going to have IV sedation, not general anesthesia. This means that you will be awake, but relaxed.
Ah, ya veo. ¿Cree usted que este procedimiento es necesario? Me siento bien. Mis hijos están exagerando. Creo que no hay nada malo conmigo. Quiero regresar a México.
If your doctor recommended it, it's probably necessary. The doctor will be here in a few minutes to go over the procedure, and you will have an opportunity to ask questions.
Gracias.
So, how are you feeling today, Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yo me siento bien, doctora. No tengo dolor, nada de nada. No creo que necesito este procedimiento. ¿Puedo regresar a México?
No, at least not today. It's not safe to travel right now. What you need to do is have this procedure today, wait for the results, and once I have the results, I can give you a better idea of when you can go back to Mexico.
¿Cuánto tiempo se tardará en obtener los resultados?
Once I finish the procedure.
Así que voy a saberlo hoy, ¿verdad?
Yes. Now, let me go over the procedure so that you know what's going to happen to you. And at the same time, I will explain why we're doing this, all right?
Sí, doctora.
The reason we're doing a cardiac catheterization today is because you're complaining of shortness of breath and pain in your chest and left arm. In addition, your daughter brought the pictures from the exam they did in Mexico, and your doctors are recommending open heart surgery to correct the problem.
Pero me siento bien. Creo que solo me falta el aire cuando camino larga distancia y cuando levanto cosas pesadas.
Perhaps, but the doctors are recommending surgery, and with your medical history, it's better to make sure everything is fine before you travel again.
¿Qué va a hacer entonces?
The x-rays your daughter brought from the last procedures are not clear, So you will go to the cardiac cath lab and the nurse will give you some medication to relax. Then I will make an incision in the right side of your groin and I will insert a catheter all the way into your heart. And I will see where the catheter is going through a series of x-rays we will take.
Eso suena doloroso. ¿Está usted segura que yo no necesito estar completamente dormida?
No, you will only need IV sedation and I promise that you won't feel any pain. Now tell me, are you allergic to dyes or any kind of medications?
No.
That's good. The reason I ask is because I may have to put a dye into the catheter to make the inside of your heart and blood vessels show up in the x-rays. The dye can show whether the material called plaque has narrowed or blocked any of your coronary arteries. Again, I am repeating the tests because the pictures from Mexico are not too clear.
¿Qué pasará después que usted haga eso?
I will check all the blood vessels around your heart and confirm what we suspect. Then I may perform an angioplasty and place a stent if necessary.
¿Cuánto tiempo tardará?
I really can't tell you. Usually a cardiac cath lasts about 45 minutes to an hour. Depending on what we find, it may take longer or it may take less time. We really don't know. However, if I have to place the stent, then it will take longer. It's really difficult to tell you how long it will take.
Está bien, doctora. No tengo más preguntas. Vamos.
Before I take you into the procedure room, I have to explain the risk of the procedure and you will have to sign a consent form.
Está bien. ¿A dónde debo firmar?
Let me explain first, and then I will show you where to sign. Cardiac catheterization is a common medical procedure that rarely causes serious problems. The risk can include bleeding, infection, and pain where the catheter was inserted. However, the risks are very small. In addition, there is a low risk of damaging the blood vessels. Again, this is rare. You can also have an allergic reaction to the dye used. but you told me that you're not allergic to anything, so I think this will not be the case. Other less complications of the procedure include arrhythmia, which often goes away on its own but may need treatment if it persists, damage to the kidneys caused by the dye used, blood clots that can trigger strokes, heart attacks and other serious problems, low blood pressure, or buildup of blood and fluid in the sac that surrounds the heart, which can prevent the heart from beating properly.
Eso está bien. Yo tuve este procedimiento anteriormente. Por favor, dígame a dónde tengo que firmar.
If you have no other questions, you should sign here on the line next to the X.
Magnífico. Aquí lo tienes, doctora. Ahora vamos a hacer el procedimiento.
I will be attaching these electrodes to your chest to check your vital signs at all times. In addition, I will be placing a strap on your arms so that you do not move them. It's very important that you do not lift your head or move at all during the procedure, and this strap will help you not to move. Please try to lie flat and relax.
Puedo quedarme dormida. ¿Eso está bien?
Yes, that's fine. Now I will be shaving your groin on both sides. Most likely we'll use the right. However, we are required to do both in case we are unable to access your heart through the right side, in which case we will use the left side.
Eso está bien. Solo asegúrese de cubrirme. No quiero estar expuesta.
Don't worry. You will not be exposed. You will be covered at all times. Here is the sterilized blanket. I will now clean and sterilize the area. This may feel cold. I will give you some sedatives through your IV to help you relax. The doctor will start the procedure in a few minutes.
Está bien.
Hello again. I will start by placing a local anesthetic to numb the area, and you will feel a little bit of a burning sensation that will go away soon. Then I will insert the catheter, and we will start checking your blood vessels.
Está bien.
Now, please remember not to move at all during the whole procedure. The interpreter will leave the room now and will stay nearby if you need to tell us something. We will bring the interpreter back in for you to let us know what you need.
Está bien. Muchas gracias.
We're done. We were able to do the coronary angiography. We were not able to place the stent, and you will need bypass surgery to fix the problem. I will talk to you in more detail once you're in your room.
Eso es todo. Ya ha terminado. Necesito cirugía. Voy para cirugía ahora mismo.
No, not right now. Right now, you'll go back to your room and rest. Please try not to move at all.
Está bien.
I will remove the catheter now. Please be patient with me and try not to move. The other nurse and I will move you from the table to the stretcher. Please do not help us. Stay still and lie flat. We will do this. Once we do this, I will remove the sheath and cover the incision with a special plug. I will have to apply pressure for 20 minutes, and then I will make sure you are not bleeding anymore. Then I will place some gauze and a special bandage over it.
¿Eso dolerá? En cuanto usted haga eso, puedo moverme, ¿verdad?
It will not hurt, but you will feel pressure. You will not be able to move for 2 hours after I put the bandage on. You will have a blood pressure cuff on your arm for 2 hours as well. It will automatically check your blood pressure every 15 minutes. In addition, I will be checking your pulse every 30 minutes and checking the area to make sure there is no bleeding.
¿Qué pasa si necesito ir al baño?
Please let me know. I will bring you a bedpan and I will help you. Also, if you need to laugh, cough, or sneeze, you will have to apply pressure to your groin where the incision is to avoid bleeding. During the next 2 hours, please do not lift your head either. It is very important that you lie flat and do not move or bend your right leg. You can bend your left leg, but not the right one. If you feel uncomfortable or need anything, let me know.
Gracias. ¿Estaré apta para irme a casa después de las 2 horas?
I do not know. The doctor will come and let you know when you can go home. For now, please just focus on recovering from that procedure. Relax, take a nap if you want, or watch some TV. Here is the remote control. In a few minutes, I will bring you some juice and crackers.
Gracias, enfermera. Se lo agradezco mucho.